Ankara, Turkey, AP, the death toll from the severe floods and mudslides in northern Turkey rose to 27 Friday after search and rescue crews recovered 10 more bodies overnight, officials said. An opposition politician said more than 300 people may be unaccounted for. Torrential rains pounded the Black Sea coastal provinces of Bartın, Kastamonu, Sinop and Samsun on Wednesday, causing the flooding that demolished homes and bridges and swept away cars. More than 1,700 people were evacuated across the region, some lifted from rooftops by helicopters, and many were being temporarily housed in student dormitories. Most of the people killed were in Kastamonu, where a stream burst its banks and inundated the town of Bozkurt. Raging floodwaters demolished one waterfront building and severely damaged two neighboring buildings. The floods struck on the heels of wildfires in southern Turkey that devastated forest lands in the seaside provinces of Muğla and Antalya that are popular with tourists. At least 8 people died and thousands of residents were forced to flee. Climate scientists say there is little doubt that climate change from the burning of coal, oil and natural gas is driving more extreme events, such as heat waves, droughts, wildfires, floods and storms. Such calamities are expected to happen more frequently as the planet warms. The Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency, or AFAD, said Friday that crews are still searching for a woman who was reported missing in Bartın province. Hasan Baltaci, an opposition party legislator representing Kastamonu, told Halk TV television that residents had applied to AFAD seeking information about 329 people who were unaccounted for. He cautioned, however, that some of the names may be duplicates and that others may have not been able to contact loved ones. Halk TV said a number of bodies were found washed up on the Black Sea shore. Video footage broadcast by the station showed people on a beach carrying a victim inside a body bag. The missing include 12-year-old twin sisters and their grandparents who were trapped inside the 8-story building in Bozkurt that collapsed. Emergency crews were seen sifting through the rubble searching for survivors. The girl's mother, Arzu Yücel, told the DHA news agency that she had left the apartment building after authorities advised residents to move their vehicles to higher ground. When she returned, water surrounded the building and prevented her from entering. From another building, she watched her daughters wave at her. "We spoke by phone. They waved from the balcony. They said, 'Don't worry, mommy, we are fine,'" Yücel said. "They told us, 'Move your cars higher.' They didn't say, 'Save your lives, save your children.' I could have gotten them out of there." Speaking in Bozkurt late Thursday, Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu described the scenes as "the most severe flood disaster I have seen." On Wednesday, he said, flood waters reached 3 or 4 meters, 10 to 13 feet, high in some areas. President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, who canceled celebrations marking his ruling party's 20th anniversary, visited the area on Friday and promised to reconstruct demolished homes, roads and bridges. "With God's permission, we will overcome this disaster as well. We will do whatever it takes as a state. And hopefully, we will rise from our ashes," Erdoğan said. The Turkish leader referred to the recent wildfires and floods that happened elsewhere. "Like many parts of the world, our country has been struggling with natural disasters for a while. It's the same in America, Canada, Germany and other part of Europe," Erdoğan said. "Our hope is to escape these disasters with the least damage possible." Bozkurt resident Yılmaz Ersevenli told NTV that he left his house to move his car to a safe area as the floodwaters began to rise but soon got swept away. He said he managed to save himself by holding onto a tree that had also washed away. "I nearly lost my life trying to save my car," he said. In Bartın province, at least 13 people were injured when a section of a bridge caved in. In total, 5 bridges collapsed in the floods while 2 others were damaged, AFAD said. Dozens of villages are still without power and several roads remain blocked. Helicopters were still evacuating villagers Friday from areas where there was no access by road. Erdoğan said Thursday that at least 4,500 personnel, 19 helicopters and 24 boats were involved in the search and rescue operation. Turkey's Black Sea region is frequently struck by severe rains and flash flooding. At least 6 people were killed in floods that hit the eastern Black Sea coastal province of Rize last month. Follow APS coverage of climate issues at https://apnews.com/hub/climate-change. Susan Fraser, The Associated Press.